to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. As always, I am joined by the biggest fan of webcams I know, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo. How did you know?
I've heard.
I will admit, I do look at webcams about once a day.
And then, awesome. And my guest, who has chimed in already. She doesn't know how much I hate when guests
She doesn't
do
have
that.
Manners at all.
She doesn't.
She needs a spanking.
Today, we've brought in a girl who does webcamming. A woman who does webcamming.
A professional webcammer.
A professional webcammer. Miss Isabella De Santos.
Hello.
Hola. I'm really working
Hola,
on
Hola, senorita.
Hola.
It's getting better after every try.
I keep working on this because I'm horrible at this. That's why I go by Mo. It's just two.
So is that the name you do your webcams with?
Yes,
it is. And where do you do your webcams with who?
Naked.com.
Have you ever tried any other company?
No, I'm not interested in any other company whatsoever.
Why is Ooh. That?
Because I do great with Naked.com. I've worked with them for about 3 years.
Cool.
And my clientele is just steady. I know who I work with. I like the newcomers. I'm comfortable and I'm good at what I do there.
Can I tell you, I was watching... Actually, I don't even want to get into this on air, but I was watching a girl a couple weeks ago on my free cams. Some dude tipped her something like 9,000 or 10,000 tokens in one tip.
Otherwise, 38 cents.
No, it's about 40. It's like $4,000. The girl started crying. It was the funniest thing just to watch this girl like lose it. Like, oh, the biggest tip.
I'm crying right now.
I know that she made more money in 1 minute than you and I make in 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I thought it was amazing. But I like Naked. I've checked that out because. Abella does that once in a while.
I know she's part of Naked.com.
I want to be part of Naked.com.
Well, I
hook me up.
My girlfriend Alex Chance. A little plug for the girlfriend. She does webcamming as well, uh-huh. And I know she's on Naked.com. But she also does. Yeah, she does, and she also does StreamMate. And with StreamMate, I've actually been on with her with StreamMate. We've done POV BJ stuff. I'm assuming it's StreamMate. I filled out paperwork for somebody. I think it was StreamMate.
You have to do the same thing for Naked.com.
Maybe I've done that as well. All I know is every so often she buys me dinner to suck my dick. So I feel
she's so smart.
I feel good about my choices in life. So you've been doing so I see the webcamming at home all the time, and I see the interaction. I'm sorry, the back of the class, Mr. Avery, you have a question. Your hand is up.
Because I know where you're going to go with this. I kind of want to get a little structure here first, if you don't mind.
Please, structure
all,
on.
Give me five tips you would give to girls if they want to get into webcamming. Say a girl walks in here, her name's Sally. Sally says, I want to be a webcam girl. What five things would you tell them?
Okay, well, my first question is, do you like to masturbate?
Well, of course. That's why the girl's here.
No, that's not true. Plenty of girls say that they do, but they don't know
No, I know. I agree with that. I'm just saying, like, what are the tips that you would give to make a good webcamming?
Interact with your viewer. They're there because they want the attention, so show them attention.
Okay.
Obviously, if they're going to tip you, be a nice girl to them and lure them into your den, basically. There's always be flirty. Flirtatiousness takes you so far. And set yourself at a certain tip goal. You know, they're there to watch you. You're on a free chat, basically. So when you're there, don't just give it all up. Just start, you know, promoting yourself. Okay, if you want to see my ass and you want to see me shake it, tip me 10, you know. Work it and then save the best for your privates because that's where you make the most of your money.
Now, do you... I'm gonna have you read a couple posts I wrote about webcamming because I'm not normal, so when I look at it, I'm usually watching kind of. All I can think about is like, don't you have something better to do than sit in front of a camera all day? Like, does it ever get boring to you? Like, do you ever just like, what the fuck am I doing here?
I'm not gonna lie, there are some days that become very monogamous. You start hearing the same
That's the thing I wrote about was like the same. Don't you ever get tired of hearing are your tits real? Do you squirt? You know, like it in the ass? It's like really. How many times a day can you get asked that? Like, really, guys?
But
come on.
Like, I mean, every job has its monogamous days. If you feel like you're not going to be interactive with the viewer, then my best advice to you is get the fuck offline. Off. And when you feel happy, get logged in.
Exactly. Now, how often are you typically? How often are you typically on when you go for a day? Today, I'm going to be doing webcamming. How long are you doing it for a day?
See, now that I started doing porn, my time, my availability, and my badge needs to break. Besides that.
I need that t-shirt. My vag needs a
like, I mean, I started off doing webcamming and I set off a schedule for me. Remember, when you log on, people don't know who the hell you are, right. what you can do, if you talk to the camera or not. A lot of people like a lot of sweet talkers on the camera.
I like girls who, if they're smart, I like them to talk. If they're not smart, to shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
There's nothing worse. I've wrote about this too. There's nothing worse than you see this girl, you click, oh, that's a cool little icon. You open up and there's this hottest girl. You're like, oh my God, I want to marry that girl. I want to take care of her for the rest of my life. She can have whatever she wants. And then she starts talking.
And
you're just like, you're the dumbest girl in the world. I just tweeted about that, I think today. I said something about how...
I've not been on the Twitter much today. Can we find all these writings on Pornstar Life Coach?
No, you can find them on RichardAveryPhoto.com.
RichardAveryPhoto.com. That's where I vent. We all get plugs.
But what I also find is I sit there and I watch. Mm-hmm. And I always say I'm jaded. I'm jaded. Completely, utterly, bitter, jaded. Fuck, I know that. So, but I always kind of get a kick out of it. Just I always sit there and I'd like to watch what the guy's saying. It is always the same things. And I always think to myself, it's like... Especially when a guy's asking if the tits are fake or real. It's like, dude, you can't tell. Like, you cannot tell. Like, these girls got these massive...
Yeah, but you gotta have to overlook these kind of things. I mean, on a daily basis. I remember when I first started off, I had the people who didn't know who you were. So they like to test your waters. And they'll be like, oh, you cunts. And I'm like, yes, I know I'm a cunt. I'm a very good one at it, too. You know?
No, so the people that you could... girls would block.
Some girls would really let this get to them. I would laugh, to be honest with you. Yeah. Some girls would leave and they're like, oh, my God, this guy just called me a bitch. And my answer was, really? Do you feel like you're a bitch?
Yeah.
Why would that even affect you? I'm like, that shouldn't affect you. Like, some guys are like, I know where you live. I'm going to follow you. And I'm like, yes, just make sure you turn me over and you fuck me hard. And they laugh and they're like, I can't fuck with you. You don't let yourself be fucked around with.
Would you ever date somebody you met on there, or have you ever dated somebody?
Oh, God, no.
Well, you know, they got money. Not much, but they got money.
They got tokens.
This is my answer to, because this is another thing you get asked on a daily basis. Please let me take you out. Please let me see you. How can I see you? How can I pay someone to see you? And my answer is like, I'm like, baby, you see me? You see the square right here where you see me? He's like, yeah. I'm like, and I start acting like a mime. I'm like, I'm stuck in this fucking screen. I can't get out. And then they're like, oh, you're a good one. I'm like, no, I can't. I'm so stuck in here. But you know what? I'm like, I can't. And I open up my legs and I can masturbate for you. I can show you all these really nice things I can do.
I guess you're like,
just entertain them.
You just have to sit there. My jealous husband who fights for the UFC really doesn't like me going out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what's the rudest thing that anybody has ever said to you?
The rudest thing on a webcam.
Are you white?
No. I mean, there has to have been one thing that somebody said that just stuck in your head where you're like, oh, wow, that's...
To be honest with you, No. Nothing of what they tell me phases me, right. Because they're the retards watching me. The closest thing that I've ever said to anyone is, look, if you don't like what you see, you just click next and the other girl will pay attention to you. That's what we're here for. You pick the girl that you like. They don't faze me.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I would have taken this going back 20 years ago. I worked for Ticketmaster. I still remember the rudest comment I ever received when I worked in customer service. Mm-hmm. And it was a guy who was pissed off about not being able to get tickets to KISS at the the Spokane Sun Dome or some bullshit. And he said that Ticketmaster had been fucking him in the ass for years and they weren't using grease. This guy sat on hold for probably a half hour, 45 minutes to customer service to tell me this. And I was like, I still remember this to this day. Going, so nothing. There isn't a guy who said something so over the top that you were like, wow.
No, I don't care. I mean, I've even had the one who's told me, does your mother know you do this? I'm like, yes.
I love those guys.
And she's proud of it.
She's on the other side of the camera.
It's like, who do you think's operating the camera, goddammit? Wave to mom.
So what are the three most common questions you get then?
Will you marry me?
Oh, yeah. Will you marry me?
Will you pay my bills?
No.
Will you cook and clean? Oh, I'm sorry. Those are my questions. Sorry.
Okay, well, obviously we have those, which is, you know. The ones that always want to know, like, okay, for example, okay, will you shove? Are your tits fake? Those are the same ones. Or you just have the loony ones that look around your surroundings. They look around.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, can you shove that up your ass? And I'm like, I'll tell you what. Why don't you shove it up your ass? And I'll think about it. I mean, just shit like that. And then I'll just look at you like an idiot. Like, one time I had a pimp, like, you know, naked.com has a studio where they have these decorations that sometimes don't make any fucking sense. No offense, guys. But they had, like, this bowling pin right there. And the guy was like, let me ask you a question. And he asked me this on a daily basis. And one day I told him I had it like up to the top. He just got me on the wrong day. And I looked at him and I'm like, baby, you know what? You know how much I love you. But today's just one of those days that I'm going to tell you this. The day you shove that shit up your ass is the day I might even consider paying attention to you and any more of your questions. He was like, whoa. He's like, I love you.
That's good. I like that.
No, I mean, you have those days, but hey, they ask you to shove anything.
All right. So so the good part of doing webcamming is money, and it's you can create your own schedule. You get it's rather easy job. I don't even call it a job. It's just easy. What's the worst part of doing webcamming?
You know what it is? To motivate yourself to log on and sit down in the camera. That's the hardest thing.
It's like motivating yourself to go to the gym kind of
thing.
Okay, like, have to be hungry for money. That's exactly what you need. Because when I started webcamming, I started off my schedule. I'm like, you know what? If I want my weekends off, I'm going to come in at 9 o'clock and I'm leaving at 5.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would set my goal. I'm like, I'm not leaving until I make this much today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy money, so hustle for it.
And I see Alex do that at home as well, where I'll be, I'm going to go on web. I'll even see tweets of this. I'll be on naked.com at 4 o'clock.
Watch yourself.
And then I'll come home. And it'll be 8 o'clock at night and go, how was webcamming? Well, and there'll be some sort of excuse because I can understand. Listen, I mean, there's jobs that I have noticed. I hate editing and I'm editing a movie now and I'll find anything else to do besides that that's more important. So I understand the idea, but I mean, it's one of those things of when it's a slow week from being on set, that's her other income. But yeah, it's when the money is needed. Oh, hey, I need to buy this. It's suddenly, I'm going to go do some webcamming. And then it's 9 to 3 in the morning that I get to hear in the other bedroom, 34 double D, you'll have to tip me for that. No, I don't do that. Nope, it's just me tonight. And I'm just like, oh my God. Then it's the shows that I'm just listening to the other end of my girlfriend masturbating and doing the completely real voice and actually getting off because I know her, you know, and I hear it. And every so often at home when we're making, I love you, honey, I'm so sorry. When we're making sweet, sweet love, every so often the voice will come out and it'll just stop and go,
no.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not working right now.
Yeah, it's like that is for all the guys. I get the regular bitchy, you know, at home. You know, yeah,
the whiny. Exactly. Are you done yet?
I don't want the.
Is
webcam.
That all there is?
Exactly.
It's true.
We've all been there.
Yeah, it's not.
And that's another thing with webcamming. It's very tricky. It's like, remember, these are guys that you don't want to overly spoil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me to treat the guys. I'll start prepping them like probably like 3 days before, and I'll make sure that I'll get one of my webcam girls and I'll tell her, look, you want to do a show with me? She's like, sure. I'm like, we'll split everything. So it's fine. But I'll start prepping them. Oh, I'm going to do a show with this girl. Yeah. I log on at 8 o'clock. I mean, you have to promote yourself and make
it
down.
I call it the game. Did you ever see the TV show The Wire? It's all about the game, yo.
I've seen maybe some episodes, but I'm not
proud of it. It's all about the game, yo. That's the term I call everything that I do, everything, the world I'm in, my world. I tell all my girls, it's all in the game, yo. It's this stuff. This is the game. I go, you either play the game or you get played. You either are one of the guys who get killed or you don't get
killed. Well, when's a better time to play the game? What's the best time of your week to play the game?
Oh, my goodness. That all depends on you, the model. Because I can honestly tell you that this is how I say it. The daytime, you have the office people, the people who just like are pervs and they like to log on because they, you know, they're like, oh, fuck. Let me see a naked bitch on the screen, basically. No offense, girls.
It's better than a screensaver.
I mean, it's true. And they're like, hey, let me see. I'm in my break 30 minutes, 1 hour. Hey, let me just, you know, stroke.
Sure.
Then you have the night crawlers. Those are the night creepers. Like, those are the ones of course, it's easier. But it's all depending on your time, you know?
So it's not Saturday night, the guys who couldn't get a date, or Sunday night, no, it's a long weekend before you go to work.
I've made the same goal that I've made on a Monday, Tuesday. Sometimes Mondays were the best. Maybe Tuesdays were not a little bit slow, but you still made your goal. I mean, to be honest with you, it all depends on the performance and how interactive the model is. Mm-hmm. If you have a bitch on the screen who's honestly, I wouldn't want to pay her anything. Baby, look, I tipped you 10. Can you bend over and show me your ass? No, you need to tip me more for me to even bend over and show you my ass. Tease them a bit.
Yeah.
Play with them. Don't be such a bitch. You interact with them because this is money at the end that you're hustling. The more that you promote yourself as somebody who's interested, like, you'll establish a clientele. I have people who tell me, oh, my day was horrible, and I just want to talk to someone. Exactly. I just want to lay down with you. I'm like, baby, tell me what happened at your job. How's you?
Really, it's such a hustle, though. It's just this big. I would say, before webcams, the hustle was at the strip clubs. You know, it was the girls. It was, you know, now it's the webcamming's take over all that stuff. But it is this hustle. That's why I call it the game. It's all you got to play the game. And I've written about this tons on my site. That's why I tell the girls that are successful know how to play the game. The girls that fail, I always yell at them, like, you're not paying attention to the game. And you complain because you're not making a lot of money. And it's like, and you're getting outworked by some girl who knows how to play the game. And they don't fucking understand that.
Yeah. Well, I deal with that sometimes where it's difficult. At times it's difficult where I have to go into just my office area, put on my headphones, because I'll be listening to some dude's therapy session, essentially, where it's like, it's, you know, so where she's talking, and more of that, I guess, is more like Skype shows. She does that type of thing as well. So it's not just because the webcaming, I can't hear the other side. But it's like where I'm listening and it's, you know, my mom died and this, and it's just like, I'm sitting there going, I go to therapy. I don't want somebody to listen. So it's like, I'll put the headphones on and she talks to them. So it's like somebody will pay for, say, a 30-minute show. They do the jerk off thing for 5 minutes. And then the rest of the 25 is just sitting there talking.
Here's the thing. When you log on to Naked, and I remember the first day of Naked, I'll never forget. And that was like the most traumatic day of my life. They just gave me a laptop. They said, when you go in private, you're going to hear a bing, and then you're going to see the clock. And if you see other people after the first one who took you private, that's like other people spying on you. And then you just set whatever you want. It's kind of like however you want to set it up. So this is something that I learned by myself and kind of interacting with people. Like, you also have to, you know which ones are the ones that are going to give you the money, basically. So you want to focus on them and what they care and what they like. So there's a lot of role playing as well. Like, some people like that hardcore girl to insult them and treat them like a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, insult me. And then you have the other ones that just want to talk to you. And then you have the other ones that just... I have one who literally, it looked like he was reading a sex book to me, like an hour, telling me and describing me how he wants to undress me and all that great stuff. And I have to act it out for him. Like, I want you to turn your head over and show me your back and talk to me, look into the camera.
He's reading 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, at the end
clock's
of the,
running.
The clock's it's running. Whatever as long it is. As I keep you there. Or sometimes when we run out of conversation, whenever I have a new client, I'm like, oh, so what's up? Tell me, what do you like? They're like, oh, well, I like this. I'm like, oh, nice. So then I'll start doing it. I'm trying to figure out who this client is, what they want, what they like, and how can I keep them there? Of course, there's some that I'm like, oh, holy shit. Oh. I'm not even going to mess with that department because I'm not about that.
If you don't mind me asking now, because we're getting to the end here, is that I want to ask about economics. What's an average you'd say a girl can make off of naked.com in a day?
On a day, 1,000.
A range. 1,000?
Really?
Yes.
That's about the average.
Now, are there guys on there?
And that's how many hours would
guys,
you say?
I've made 1,000 in one day.
But how many hours is that, would you say?
Probably from
on the average.
9 to 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, it's a
day.
It's not like you're going and doing a two-hour scene, getting your check. I mean, you're actually putting in work and
yes,
doing your
Yes, of course,
thing.
But you have to consider this. The movement isn't the same. Mm-hmm. Times also make a difference. Mm-hmm. It pays a difference. And also, imagine you're a girl, you want to take breaks. We're all about that. We get hungry after we masturbate, or we don't, or we're sitting down in the camera all day. Maybe you need a breather, whatever the case may be. But if you focus at least on hustling the money, it's not, oh, okay, I'm done with my private, I'm going to go freshen up. No, click right back on and get back on it.
And it's cool. Like, I've always, like I said, everybody I know who does this, and I've literally have had this discussion a million times, and I've had, you know, every girl I know does it, yells at me like, Grace, you're weird. But I'm always like, what I find fascinating is that I give credit to like the fact that you can do this, because the fact that you can do it is amazing to me. I'm amazed though that like I would get so bored within like a couple days of doing it. I'd be like, oh man, like I can't. And every girl I know that does it, I'm just like, high five to you, girl, because I can't imagine. And you do earn the money, and like you deserve the money and you earn the money. It's not like, it's amazing to me. And I do like, I love the girls. I wrote about this again. I'll show you the blog, but like I like the girls who put some energy and effort into entertainment, because that's really what it is.
That you're entertaining, yes.
I hate these girls that sit there in front of their computer, miserable, checking their phone all the time. Uh-huh. And I'm like, and they wonder, like, they have, you know, 10 people in the room and they're not making any money. You're like, I wonder why. I like the girls that do like the spinning contests and this.
And I love it when girls know exactly which ones are the good girls. So they're like, "Oh, you're here today, so you're. Oh, I'm logging off."
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm, well, shit.
I think in the last couple of years, I think I've actually said something to a girl not even a dozen times. I'm too shy and too scared. The only one I talk to is who's a friend of mine. She's in Australia, Angela. She's the one I make comments to because she knows me, and I'll be like, "Hey, how's it going?"
You are a creepy, creepy man.
I'm shy. I don't want to say anything.
So, Isabella, like, where can Mr. Avery stalk you on the internet?
Cover your ears. It's on naked.com. You can find me under Isabella de Santos.
I'm looking the right way now. She says that is so sexy. I may have to go on naked.com and
now
check
I understand
out.
How why people like for me to look into the camera and speak in Spanish.
Exactly.
I get it now.
Buenos, and can we find you elsewhere on the internet?
Dias. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Isa de Santos.
Very nice.
And that's pretty much it.
Well, so they should find you on naked.com.
Yes, definitely. Cool. If you guys want to chit chat and have fun.
Well, you guys can find
now
me.
Now I'm going to stalk her and start writing weird things.
I'm going to be like, Richard, I know it's you.
I'm going to be like, I like to ask my dumb questions. Like, I go in there and I'll say, so, you know, who did you have sex with today? A farm animal or a cat?
You're going to get so
I actually
blocked.
Had that oh one.
I like to ask stupid questions. Oh, that's what I do to my friend Angela all the time. And then it gets the other, because I know the other people get all take the shit seriously, so it really throws everybody for a loop, because she knows it's me, and I know, and then all of a sudden the guys get all like, what are you asking her that for? And like, calm down, people.
Yeah, you're the one I'd block.
Oh my God. Okay, and on that note, if you want to see all the stupid questions people ask me, you can see me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me.
And those dumb questions come from me, don't they?
They do, quite often.
Monkey
and
see, monkey do.
You can also check me out on my blog, theaveragemo.com, where I post all sorts of photos, videos,
pictures,
pod shows,
pictures,
stupid questions, theaveragemo.com. Thanks for listening.